Even with the best of financial advice, people can still find themselves in situations where they can't afford the smaller stuff.
Keith Taylor believes that if those people can get help paying for the smaller stuff, like a gas bill, they might avoid catastrophe. Keith Taylor founded ModestNeeds.org some 6 years ago. He spoke with me earlier about his organization.
Modest Needs is an organization that works with the working poor, that is, people who make enough money to be able to afford the basic things that they need in order to be able to live on their own, but don't make enough money to save. Modest Needs will step in and help with a short-term emergency expense, a car repair, that if it's not made, will prevent that person from continuing to work. And of course, the goal in doing this is to keep these persons self-sufficient on their own such that they won't fall into the cycle of poverty in the first place.
How do you know that they're not making it up? Or
we ask for certain types of documentation from everyone. Copies of ID, pay stubs, a lease or mortgage payment coupon so that we can verify the amount that this person pays for housing. And then, of course, we look at both what they're asking for and the reason that they're asking for the help. True story, person in Maryland asked for help to pay her rent 1 month because her child had set fire to the curtains in her kitchen. And so she had had to pay a $500 insurance deductible to fix the kitchen. Well, in order to check this out, we're going to ask for a copy of the fire marshal's report, proof that the apartment was repaired, and a letter from the landlord that verifies that, in fact, this person is current except for the one rental payment. So by the time of an application becomes visible on our website, we're certain as anybody can be that what the person has told us is, in fact, the situation. And then our donors are able to go in, look at those applications, and decide which of them are the causes that they would most like to be able to contribute to. They don't know who they're working with by name, but they can see the causes. I need help to fix my car, to be able to afford rent because of a specific situation.
During this economic, well, some are calling it a recession, but these economic hard times, are you seeing an increase in applicants?
Well, we are. I would say that we actually started to see that increase a couple of years ago, specifically related to the mortgage crisis, which we've all read so much about. But what's really fascinating at Modest Needs is at the same time we've seen an increase in contributions. Most of our donors are individual people, and we find that what's happened is that people who were giving us $5 a month a year ago is giving $10 a month now.
Has there been a story or someone who's written into you that has particularly struck you?
Yes. I'm often asked, you know, is there a favorite that you have? And I do. I have my very favorite story. The woman who wrote in and asked for help to purchase some glasses for her son. As it turned out, her son had an eye disorder that prevented his eyes from seeing shapes. He could only see colors, which is completely correctable with, you know, glasses. But these glasses were $500, and they just couldn't afford the glasses, and this child was about to start kindergarten. So her application, she asked for $50, which amounted to the down payment for those glasses, and said that if we would help, she would get a second job and pay off the rest of the glasses, but that her child simply had to have them to go to school. And it turned out that we had had a good month, and so I wrote to her and I said, why don't we do it this way? We pay for the lenses and you pay for the frames for these glasses. And so she did, and the child got glasses. Now, what we found out months later through an interview that she did is that the child went to be fitted for the glasses. He sat down. They put the glasses on him. He looked at his mom. He said, Mom, is that you? And it was the first time he had ever seen his mother ever for $500. And to this day, that family still gives $5 a month to Modest Needs.
That is an incredible story. Keith Taylor, thank you very much.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Keith Taylor. He is the president and executive director of the Modest Needs Foundation. You can find his website at modestneeds.org.